Welcome to News Kids. I'm Rose.
And I'm Zara.
And together we're presenting this weekly podcast about what's going on in our world today. Each week we cover top stories across world news, politics, science, technology, entertainment and arts.
Hello, this is Zara. This week, there's been some quite worrying news. The spread of a new virus called the coronavirus, which started in the city of Wuhan in China. It is a respiratory virus, which means that it affects people's lungs and breathing. It can lead to very serious illnesses like pneumonia, which can lead to death in vulnerable people. There is no vaccine or medicine to take or treat it. Like other viruses, it can be spread from person to person by coughing and sneezing, and so the only way to protect yourself is to stop close contact with other people who have got it. It is also called the coronavirus because if you look at it under a microscope, it looks a lot like little crowns. There are currently over 800 confirmed cases of patients infected with the virus in China, and a small number of confirmed cases have been found outside China too. China has put lots of travel restrictions in the Hubei province, which is the centre of the coronavirus outbreak. The restrictions will affect at least 20 million people. The World Health Organization's Emergency Committee has announced that it is not yet a global emergency. The UK experts have said that the risk is low, but extra safety measures have been put in place at ports and airports. Dubai passengers arriving on direct flights from China will be screened.
Hi, it's Rose here. Gosh, that virus story is really, really scary. I really hope it stops spreading soon. Speaking of China, Saturday marked the start of official celebrations for Chinese New Year. Although, of course, concerns about the spread of the virus meant celebrations were very muted this year and even cancelled in many, many places. This time of year is also known as the Spring Festival, Jingjie, and in 2020 lasts from 25th January until the first week of February. The dates move around each year, however, as the Spring Festival is based on the timings of the lunar calendar. During the Spring Festival, people welcome spring and what it brings along, planting and harvests, new beginnings and fresh starts. This year, the Spring Festival ends on February 4th, after which the Lantern Festival begins. On 25th January, fireworks usually start off a day of greetings and blessing between neighbours. Many, many people believe it is forbidden to sweep or clean on this day, or else good fortune will be swept away. Traditionally, people visit their elderly relatives at this time and bring gifts. In return, the grandparents and elders will give the younger generation a red envelopes filled with small gifts of money. By giving the money to the children, the elders are also hoping to pass on a year of good fortune and blessings. In some regions of China, married couples would give red envelopes to their unmarried friends to transfer some luck. There are 12 Chinese zodiac animals used to represent years, and 2020 is the year of the rat. Zodiac signs play an integral part in Chinese culture, and people believe each sign means different things in terms of good luck, fortunes, and blessings. For example, rat symbolizes wealth, intelligence, success, and wisdom to the Chinese. It is believed that people born in the year of the rat never have hard times financially and live organized lives. 27th January 2020 is the day of the rat, and according to folk tales, this is the day that rats marry. People will leave some grains and crackers in the corner to share their harvest with the rats. They will then go to sleep early in order not to disturb the wedding. This way, the rats will not disturb them during the year either. So, 新年, 新年快乐. Happy Chinese New Year from us at News Kids.
Well, I can't believe you learned that. Can I have a try?
Okay.
Xin Yun Kuai Le.
Okay, you just need to have more emphasis. Okay.
Xin Yun Kuai Le. There you go, I've had some emphasis.
You know what? I know our Chinese zodiac, and mine is the dragon, and yours.
Mine is
the tiger.
I am bold and fierce, I think.
I am intelligent and confident.
We love each other.
I know.
We don't like our mums.
I know. Did you know that the water dragon, that's me, and the golden tiger, that's you, are actually best friends? And we're amazing together.
I know.
It's like destiny brought us together.
My prophecy of 2020 was saying that I would have lots of physical energy. And that explains a lot because I didn't netball. Well, I read on your zodiac that you would have to choose between your career and love.
Why?
Oh, I would choose career.
I would choose love.
Well, I can't wait to hear what next year's prophecy will be. I'm looking forward to find out what 2020 brings.
It's Zara again. After hearing about the coronavirus this week, I was really pleased to hear something much more pleasant. The award-winning author, Michael Mulberger, has said that he wants there to be compulsory story time in the final half hour of the school day. And during that time, teachers should read classic stories to all children up to the age of 11. Michael Mulberger says that this would encourage all children to love books, even if they find reading a little tricky. He himself was a reluctant reader and was read to by his teachers. He also said that very few parents, only one in three homes, read to their children. So there are lots of children who are never read to.
What do you think, Rose? Is this a good idea?
It very much is, because the more you read, the more you want to read more. And being read to also gives you another person's perspective. And also gives you a chance to, listen to someone else's expression.
Yeah, you're completely correct. And did you know that in my English lesson, my teacher still reads out the books to us?
Even though you're in year five?
Well, they kind of always do, especially my teacher. What about you, Rose?
Well, one thing we normally do is Miss Pugh picks someone to go to the reading corner and pick out a book for her to read to the whole class.
But do you think half an hour a day is too much? I don't think so. But then I have got a couple of my favourite subjects at the end of the day, and I don't really want to be missing those. So maybe 15 or 20 minutes. What about you, Rose?
I also enjoy reading on my own a lot, so maybe once a week is good.
You're right, Rose. Well, there are certainly a lot of classic books that are worth to be read, like Secret Garden or Christmas Carol.
Or Black Beauty.
The bottom line is that we love reading. The more reading we do, the better.
Hi, it's Rose here. The impeachment trial of US President Donald Trump continued this week in America. The reason why Donald Trump is now the subject of an impeachment trial is because he has been accused of what's called high crimes and misdemeanors, which is very serious and means he has used his power and authority as president in an inappropriate way to get something he wanted for himself rather than for the country. Mr. Trump is accused of asking Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, to announce an investigation into one of his political opponents, Joe Biden, and his son, Hunter Biden. In December, Democratic leaders from the House of Representatives voted to impeach Mr. Trump, and in January the case was passed up to the Senate, which is controlled by Mr. Trump's Republicans, for the trial. The senators would hear from both sides, prosecutors from the House of Representatives and lawyers from the White House, as well as from any witnesses. After that, senators will be given a full day to decide before they vote on whether Mr. Trump should be removed as president. A two-thirds majority of the votes in the Senate is required to convict Mr. Trump, but because Mr. Trump's Republican Party has a majority of seats, the president is widely expected to be cleared. So at the start of the trial, which began on 16th January, the Democratic Party made their case for the removal of Donald Trump as president, focusing on the second article of impeachment, obstruction of Congress, and saying that allowing Mr. Trump to stay in office would endanger the country. Then last week, lawyers representing Mr. Trump began their defense of the US leader in his trial, insisting that there were innocent explanations for Mr. Trump's actions towards Ukraine. Mr. Trump is not expected to give evidence himself, and the trial is likely to last for weeks. But we will, of course, keep you updated on NewsKids.
Hello,
This is Zara again. Earlier this week, lots of world leaders and prominent business people gathered in Davos in Switzerland for the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum was launched in 1971 and aims to improve the state of the world. It is held each year in the alpine ski resort of Davos, and important issues like climate change, the economy, and technology are discussed. Lots of companies use the event to make pledges on important issues, and sometimes political issues are also resolved. This year's main focus was on climate change, and attendees included Donald Trump, Prince Charles, and Greta Thunberg. Greta Thunberg has spoken for the second time at Davos and accused world leaders against her for empty words and promises that will do little to stop a climate change crisis. She spoke about the dangers of fossil fuels, arguing that the current plans to reach carbon neutrality are not enough. Carbon neutrality means that emissions from homes and industry have to be avoided or offset by planting trees or sucking carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. Prince Charles also spoke about there being a need for a shift in the way the world deals with climate change. President Trump, on the other hand, when asked about his views on climate activists, said that they were alarmists and they always demand the same thing, absolute power to dominate, transform and control every aspect of our lives. President Trump and Greta Thunberg continue to clash, as always.
It's Rose here. Last week, newspapers reported that a new robotic heart has been invented, which scientists believe could end the need for heart transplants within 10 years. The robotic heart has been designed by experts for the Netherlands and the UK and is able to pump blood around the body. The heart will be made of soft artificial muscles and sensors and then coated in human tissue grown in the lab. The heart will be driven by fluid or air and powered by electricity that would be bought from a nearby power source, perhaps worn on the patient's clothes. Scientists hope to use the first prototype in animals within 3 years and in humans by 2028. The project has been shortlisted for a £30 million prize to transform the treatment of heart disease and could save thousands and thousands of lives. Every year, 200 heart transplants are conducted in the UK, but many people die before they can get one because there is such a long waiting list. Professor Yolanda Klun of the University of Amsterdam told the Daily Mail newspaper that the only treatment for end-stage heart failure is replacement. There is a huge shortage in donor organs, and in a way that's good. Every donor organ means that somewhere else someone young has died. A hybrid heart could create the first ever solution for end-stage heart failure. The £30 million prize, called the Big Beat Challenge, is offered by the British Heart Foundation for groundbreaking research into heart and circulatory diseases. It has received 75 applications from teams in 40 countries. Four finalists have so far received £50,000 in seed funding to develop their ideas in the next 6 months before a final winner will be selected for the main prize this summer. That's all for this week. I hope you enjoyed our show and thank you for listening.